Hi everybody, it's Mark Jones here, and I was going to say then welcome to Ice Cream for the Soul, but this week's it's not Ice Cream for the Soul, it's a combination, it's a combo of various different people who've all been doing amazing work with podcasts and the little radio shows, and just getting out an amazing understanding, the amazing understanding that's been, that's impacted us all, and is consequently impacting other people. So I'll briefly tell you who's on the call. First of all, we've got Leanne Brooke-Taylor, and she's the host of the podcast Born Happy. And we will talk more about the shows towards the end, so for people who are not familiar with who I'm talking about or the shows I'm talking about, we'll give you links to those at the end of this conversation. And I'm by no means the leader as such, it's just I've been given the job of hosting and being the chair, holding the chair. And Sheila, my partner, just said, are they all mad? Because people who know me, quite often they see all the cock-ups I have when I'm usually doing my show. So we'll see how it works out. So anyway, we've got the Born Happy host, Leanne Brooke-Taylor. We've got Ankush J. Kane. You have to tell me if I said that wrong, Ankush, later on, your surname, who's been running the Relationship Series. That's an amazing series of podcasts helping people with relationships. And we've got Morten Hake, who's the host of the New Paradigm podcast. And where are you based, Morten? I'm not actually sure where you're based.
I have an apartment in Oslo, but right now we don't have a base. We're just traveling around thus far around Europe.
Okay, so Morten's the floater amongst us. He's floating around here, there, and everywhere doing his stuff. So I just want to say thanks to Ankush, because I think it was Ankush's idea that we all did this. And in many ways, because we've all been sharing for a while, I've been sharing for over a year, and I'm not sure how long the other guys have been sharing, but between us we've been doing lots of interviews, talking to lots of amazing people, and we just thought it'd be a good idea to get together and do a show together and just talk about insights we've had and how we see this understanding unfolding. So without further ado, I'll shut the hell up and I'll ask, I'll just introduce Ankush first. How are you doing, Ankush?
Hi, Mark. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
Great. Yeah. Thanks for that.
No. Well, thank you for coming up with the idea. I think it's a great idea. And I was just wondering, should we just... Well, how would you like to... As it was your idea, I'll put the spotlight on you. What made you come up with this idea to do this with all four of us?
Oh, that's a good question, isn't it? I don't really know. and that's quite funny, because that's probably a very good place to start. I found as I've been looking down this road and looking in this direction, and I'd be interested to hear what the other guys on the call think about this as well, is that I just find answers don't come from my intellect. Mm-hmm. They don't come from thinking about what to do. I end up having ideas, or that'll be cool to do, or why don't I do this? And whenever I get stuck thinking about it and trying to work out an answer doesn't work. So this was just another example of me not thinking too hard about something, having an idea, and then just going, why don't we just do this? And everyone seemed to think it was a good idea, and it's taken off.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. I love how I talked to Rudiger from Trivian Schools when I movies.com, and I had him on the podcast. We were talking about how we tend to get ideas and then running with it, instead of when you're realizing the inside out nature, then it doesn't make sense anymore to dwell on the ideas, because we know that we might as well just try it out instead of creating thought problems and hinders before we start creating it. So this idea, Ankush, I think it was awesome, and it just flew naturally, you know, in our chat, and just happened super effortlessly.
And have you got anything to add to that, Leanne?
Say again?
I'm just asking Leanne. Sorry. I thought you disappeared then, Leanne.
No, I'm just excited to be here. I just thought it was a cool thing to do. We've all had some amazing conversations with really cool people who can see this stuff super clearly. So the idea of pooling all of those insights and energy into one podcast just seems a fabulous thing to do. So that's all I've got to say on that matter right now.
All right, cool. I'm going back to what Ankush and Morten were saying as well. I think for me, it's been very interesting that I had a particular idea of how I was going to do my shows. I had it in mind. I had a certain strategy, and that's all gone out of the window. It just seems to be, it goes as I go with the flow. I had it in my mind I was going to be very witty on the calls, but then I found if I'm trying to do something, I'm not with my guests. So if I was constantly trying to look for the next gag or the next one-liner to throw in, that would kind of impede the conversation. So it's and quite often the guests I've invited on my show, it's just suddenly come to me, oh, I'd like to speak to that person. So yeah, I agree with what you were saying, Ankush. It's just really interesting to just be in the moment and just see what unfolds. So yeah, that's one of the things that's impacted me about doing these conversations. Yeah. So I was wondering if anybody, because obviously I've been given the chair, I was wondering, if you guys are out there and you think of a good question that, to put to each other, please feel free to jump in. Like I say, I'm not the leader of this at all. But we did talking about our own insights after doing our show. So could we explore that a little further? Have you got anything you'd like to say on that, Leanne?
Yeah, I was reflecting on it before we joined the call, and it's funny because the insights I've had that have come as a result of conversations on the Born Happy show have been, it's a bit of a stupid thing to say, they've been unexpected, because I suppose all insights are unexpected in the very nature, but they're kind of, I don't know, they weren't the ones that I would have thought that I needed, but turned out to be ones that have been really helpful. And the one that's been most influential in the direction that I ended up going in with Born Happy and the Happy Show, Happy School rather, was the very, very first episode I did with Jamie Mart. And it was actually before we'd even created the Born Happy Show as the podcast is today. And during this conversation I had with Jamie, he was talking about how we can get quite fixed in our beliefs of doing things a certain way. And particularly we were talking about this business of teaching the principles, sharing the principles, whatever you want to call it, and get caught up into thinking, okay, so we should talk about it this way and we should do it in these formats. And we ended up having a little bit of a heated debate, which didn't actually end up getting aired, but it was so funny and so unexpected, because as I came away from that conversation, it just hit me how right he was, and it completely tore down all those thought created walls I had about I need to talk about it this way, I need to do it this way. And the result launched Born Happy a month or two later, and then the way that we've gone about creating Happy School been very much based on that, really seeing what works with clients when we're sharing the principles, what we think is going to be effective, what's going to be fun, what's going to be enjoyable, and not really worrying about what anyone else is doing, not worrying about whether it ticks boxes, whether other people are going to like it, just really feeling what's coming from us, what feels right to us. And so that one conversation with Jamie completely changed the direction of everything I did. So completely unexpected. And so it's in a funny way, it's ironic, because that very first conversation I had was going to go out as a Three Principles blog, as I writing and interviewing then, and as it actually got published, it got published under the Born Happy show, but it wouldn't have even existed had it not been for that conversation with Jamie.
Interesting.
That's cool.
Interesting. And have you got anything to say about this, Martin?
Personally, one thing that I've noticed that has been a big thing for me doing this podcast are realizing that that I don't have to be this superhuman, you know, I don't have to be this all-knowing, all-perfect guy who are just managing everything, doing everything right, and never show insecurities. Because when I connect with people in this industry, first of all, the connection seems, you know, to just already be there. So usually the first 1 to 5 minutes, we're already cracking up because we're resonating with each other so fast, you know. and then from there we start just telling stories and stories about, you know, noticing our own insecurities in different situations in life, and then just that, and it's noticing that and not necessarily continue to try and pretend that we're superhuman, then, you know, realizing that we're all the same. We're all both superhuman and not at the same time, if that makes sense. And then that in itself was a huge realization to me. I could just, you know, like, felt like falling down into a big pillow and realizing that, okay, I can just be me in all areas. I don't have to prove anything. I don't have to be anything. I can just go through life and literally spend every moment doing exactly what I want and just go from there. And that, and when I talk to all these, you know, amazing people who have so grounded understanding of this nature or this real, how life works, it just, and when I resonate so strongly with them and I hear their stories, then that feels, it just feels good. That connection feels good. And that was huge for me.
And Kush, have you got anything you'd like to add to that?
Yeah, no, I love the idea of not being superhuman. And one thing that I found from the relationship series has been that everyone that I've interviewed, regardless of how long they've been looking around the principles behind state of mind, everyone gets caught out. And one of the things that's been really nice for me to hear has been, you know, people who have been teaching this for 20 or 30 or 40 years sharing their stories of where they've had difficulties in relationships, but it could be in anything. And that really ties in with, for me, with what Morton was saying about not being superhuman, and this being very ordinary and a very ordinary understanding. And I know before there was a real tendency for me to try and be clever and try and do something smart and different, and actually what's ended up happening is kind of going the other way. And so for me, again, coming back to your first question about doing this, right now I feel quite excited and really enjoying this conversation. But at the time it was just, oh, it's just very ordinary. Why don't we just get together and have a conversation? And things have become more ordinary.
Yeah.
And that's really nice.
Yeah. And there's a beauty in the... this is one thing... talking about my own personal insights around this lately, I was only interviewing somebody the other day, and she was talking a lot about just being yourself, and I was hearing that a lot in what the Martin was saying and what you were saying, and Kush, and in many ways what Leanne was saying before about there's no particular way that you've got to share this understanding, because if you just be yourself in the moment, it'll come out in the way it's supposed to come out, in a natural way. And for example, not everybody, if we're all listening to different people, one person might resonate with you more than another, and it's just finding the people who energetically you can hear something from, or it's connecting with you. And I think that's the most important thing. When I first started interviewing people, I thought I had to sound smart. I thought I had to be like superhuman and be clever, and I got quite into my head about that, because I've not come from an highly educated background, and quite a lot of the people I was speaking to are like, I've got degrees and been to university and a psychologist. But then I found the more I let go of that thinking, the more that we just had really beautiful, deep conversations, and I wasn't thinking too much about how am I doing, or how's the conversation going, and invariably then with the more relaxed I've been in my own personal conversations, that in those conversations tend to be the ones where I've had most feedback from people saying, "Oh, it was a beautiful conversation." And sometimes when if I've listened to the conversation again, there's been no specific point of major interest that I could put my finger on, but I think people resonate with this understanding on a much deeper level. And I think that's why Sidney Banks really hit the nail on the head when he said, "Don't listen to my words, it's not in the words." And when he first said that, I thought, what the hell is he talking about? But I'm seeing the truth of that more and more.
Yeah, me too, Mark.
It's often, as I go to write and record the show notes after an episode, the ones where I'm struggling to really kind of pull out those takeaways, you know, what were the key points there? And it's often those ones that I think, oh, maybe it wasn't a particularly useful episode, because I'm really struggling to come up with, you know, what the top three takeaways were or whatever. And then it's very often those episodes that people will come back and say, there was something in there that just really shifted something. I saw something really differently after that. And often they can't even articulate exactly what it was. And it's like, oh, I don't know, I've given up. You know, sometimes I'll come off an episode and think, oh, that was fab. Or I'm not sure that was so good. And I'm never, you know, I've just given up trying to call it now.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so true. I was thinking exactly the same thing, Leanne, and I was wondering if anyone else had the same experience. But it just goes to show for me how not everyone hears the same thing. We can all hear totally different things. And I remember early on, I did an episode, and I was like, oh my God, this is amazing, I love this one. And I didn't get any feedback on it. And then there was another one where, you know, someone came back and said, that episode, that one just changed my whole relationship that I've been having problems with for 2 years.
Yeah.
And I was like, that one? I mean, that was good, but, you know, really? And they were like, yeah.
Couldn't you have made another one?
Yeah, no. Well, can't you have liked the one that I really liked as well?
Funny how that works.
I wonder if Morten, have you had an experience like that?
Oh yeah. Like we have in definitely at the podcast, but even more just like when me and Chris are traveling and we meet people, it's like naturally we apparently almost stopped talking about. Or using phrases like inside out and clarity or whatever, this new paradigm, we don't talk much about it. It's more like you said, like just being in conversations and then kind of being in that connection, and kind of like you see people, you start appreciating people for who they really are, and sometimes they don't even see it themselves and they get surprised by the vibe in the conversation. And it's like almost like, it's almost, this might sound like hippie or whatever, but it's almost like we're vibing on a new frequency or going back to like nature again, and that, and then people kind of like tune into that, and it's really, really not in the words at all. And I catch myself again and again trying to explain this, you know, and trying to use all the words I can to explain and you know, help. But, and then at one point I just feel in my body like, whoa, this is a contracting feeling, and this is somehow not coming through to the other person. And sooner, you know, that realization, and sooner or later, the self-correcting system or whatever we want to call it guides us back, and new experiences arises, and then all of a sudden, without even me realizing it, we're having a completely new experience that just feels so much better, and all of a sudden we're vibing on the same frequency, and they go, holy shit, what just happened? And I'm like, I don't know, what just happened? So definitely had those experiences. And I also like had people...
What you're talking there about Morton made me think about the fact that it's got so little to do with the intention, and so much more to do with how we're feeling when we're connecting with someone. Yeah, you're talking about different kind of contracting energies versus expansive or connecting, however you want to describe it. And it reminded me of the fact that on our show, although we're talking around specific subjects which might not resonate with every month, we'll be doing a different theme, some of which aren't relevant to certain people. But what I've found is when people are kind of open themselves up to, oh, well, I may not get anything from this. This might not have anything to do with me because this is about weight loss or this is about caring or whatever. Mm. But because they're bringing perhaps a different energy to that, often I'll find that people are getting huge shifts in thinking because they're listening to something in a different way to how they would normally listen to it. And possibly the way we're talking about it is different too. I don't know. But I don't know quite why that came to mind as you're talking, because it isn't a direct... a direct relation, but I've really noticed that we don't actually have to be talking directly to a real life problem or a particular problem in that particular person's life for someone to see and feel something differently.
So true, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Just sometimes it's just, because it's like we're always on our own, we're always having our own experience. So when we listen to people, or in my experience, when I listen to people, half of the time my thoughts are drifting away and then coming back, and then drifting away and coming back to the, you know, being present with the other person and then being present with myself, with my own thought train, with the current theme that we're talking about, or not the current theme that we're talking about. So kind of like automatically relating it to my life. So if that makes sense at all. Yeah, so it's like getting the same insight from different angles and themes in life. And like every time, like I think I'm like, whoa, this new cool insight, and then realizing also it's the same exact insight. You know what I mean? you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's just like sometimes I'm seeing it very much. If somebody asks me, I'll say, I've just had a, and I've heard Jamie mention this as well, where sometimes I think all of us are familiar with Jamie Smart. I've heard Jamie say that he's sometimes talked to people about an insight, and then he's talked later on to them and about another insight, and the person said to him, well, isn't that what you said before? And he said, well, yeah, but you just see it on another level. It's almost like, they talk about levels of consciousness, and I see that so much. If I was to try and verbalize some of the insights that I've had recently, if I was put it into words, it'd probably just sound like the exact same insights that I had a year ago. But I'm seeing things on a much seemingly deeper level or higher level. So, yeah, I totally know what you're talking about, Morton. Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, Morton, I think similar to that as well, you know, what I found is that I've had a few people who have listened to the relationship podcast, and they've said, I mean, I think mine's probably got the most tight topic, if you like, of relationships. But even within that, there's so many different types. Yeah. And I've had people come back and say, wow, we didn't realize that you've got a psychologist saying this, you know, exact same thing as, you know, a couple who've been around this, to someone who works in business, to someone who works with people who've been in prison. And it's the same, you know, like you're saying, it's the same insight every time. Also in terms of breath, this is the same understanding, which helps in so many different types of relationships. But actually, beyond that, I think with your podcast, and also with you know, with all the other podcasts, where it's a, I guess, a broader conversation, it's how the same understanding actually impacts so many areas of our lives. It's the same thing, and on the surface of it, it can look like, well, what does weight loss have to do with having a good relationship with my partner? Which is, what does that have to do with reforming someone who's been in jail and for seemingly bad behavior? And actually, it's the one thing that unites everything underneath, and unites all of us on all of our podcasts, is that same understanding.
Getting to the very root of where the life experiences emanates from, isn't it? And it doesn't matter what's going on in somebody's life, it's always coming through the mind, consciousness and thought, as we all keep alluding to in our conversations.
It makes me laugh, actually, because at the start of a new H conversation on supposedly a different theme, and then supposedly that particular conversation is going to be different to the last conversation about theme. And it always makes me laugh thinking, but we're actually just talking about the same stuff over
Yeah.
And on this episode, we're going to be talking about the principles of mind or unconsciousness again.
It's so true. Like me and Chris, we have these types of scenarios every single day. Either Chris or me goes like, whoa, holy cow, I just had this huge realization. And then the other person goes, what? And then he tries to start and talk about it. And then he goes, nah, it's not even a point trying to explain it. Still, both of us feel it, you know what I mean? We're both having fun, even though, you know, we didn't even start trying to explain it.
So I'm just curious. I'm sure there's many people who will listen to this either for educational purposes or just out of curiosity. But I'm just wondering what we could say to people if they were perhaps beginning to share this understanding, because I'm sure many people who listen to this have been impacted by the understanding, the three principles understanding. And I'm sure amongst us we should be able to give some decent tips. Decent tips out. I'm just wondering if I'll just throw this open to anybody, any of you. What would you say to somebody who's perhaps just beginning to share this with other people, this understanding? Is there any tips you'd like to give?
I was having this.
That's dangerously close to techniques there, Mark.
All right, and the do's and don'ts. The do's and don'ts. Sorry.
Yeah, I it was quite interesting, because what I find in relationships, for example, is that when people start getting a better understanding of this, that they immediately want to tell the people around them, which often includes their partner or anyone they're in relationship with. And, you know, it's funny because, and I'm sure that if everyone's really honest, that we've all done this at some point of trying to convince someone of what we've heard and how it's the most amazing thing ever. And then you kind of get that blank look, or what are you talking about? Or no, life doesn't work like that. And I even actually had a text message from someone last night who was saying, I'm trying to explain this to someone else, and they were sending me photographs of the text messages of how do I reply back to them? How can I convince them? And for me, you know, there are a few things that I guess I've realized for myself, which is, firstly, I can't explain the principles of mind, thought and consciousness in what they are. I think no one can explain them better than Sid Banks himself. So, you know, go and listen to a recording or read one of his books. But the only thing I can do is share what my experience is and what my insights have been. And that's the only thing I can do, which is really personal. And I found, as I've started to do that, which, you know, I first heard Mark Howard say that, that's been a lot more effective, and people can't really argue with that. The other thing I would say is I've stopped trying to convince people. Mm-hmm. And what I kind of learnt from Chip Chipman was, you know, not in these words, but what I heard him say was, you know, talk to people who want to listen. And so it's no point me trying to convince people who aren't necessarily open to this. I don't need to. None of us need to do that. But there will be people who will be interested in looking in this direction. And if so, go and talk to those people who are more open to listening first. And I guess the final thing I'll say is that the biggest way I can feel that I can communicate this and has been how I act in life. And I think, you know, both Morten and Leanne, who I probably know a little bit better than you, Mark, I've certainly seen that in them. You know, I remember I met Morten a few years ago. I hope you don't mind me, Morten, telling this story, but I met Morten a few years ago. And you know, he was great, but he was very busy, and I met him at conference, and he was so stressed and in his head, getting a lot of stuff done, being very successful. And then when I met him this year, after he'd last year, we're in January now, but looking in this direction, it was just so much lighter, and so much more at ease. And, you know, same with Leanne. Every time I meet Leanne, it's just, you know, it's giggles all the way and laughter and fun. And I think showing up as, you know, in that way, I see how, you know, how Morten attracts so many people around him, and Leanne's the same kind of person because of who they're being. Mm-hmm. Because I've met them in real life, I can see that. And that to me is just, you know, the biggest way that you end up teaching, for better use of the word, or sharing, because it's who we are.
Yeah. I really thank you, I guess. I love that was cool. It's funny how we reconnected when you visited me in Norway, and in a completely different way. Remember me and then you and Chris and Ken would dance to a banana song or whatever, and then like it was a completely different vibe. It was just fun and easygoing, light, and you know, not that. I would say almost nothing in the way at all, just completely flowing. And I was like, that was amazing. Mm-hmm. I also related to what you said, like, it's like for me, this transformation or this new paradigm or whatever you want to call it, because realizing that I'm only living in my own thought-generated experience, then it no longer makes sense to try and change anything out there or manage, spend all my time managing my experience. Because when I heard you talk about me before, when I was very stressed, and I totally was. I was trying to manage my experience all the time. I was trying to manage my thinking, the people around me, just my business, constantly being busy in my mind, managing, you know what I mean? And then realizing that, whoa, I am the one creating the barriers for me every single moment, kind of, if you know what I mean, and then creating thought problems that aren't really there, then all of a sudden it doesn't make sense anymore to spend those moments being busy managing when you can have those moments just, you know, being, and then that just automatically lets go of so many challenges, like what I call thought problems, just lets them, apparently they automatically fade away. I have a question for you guys, though. So I'm curious to hear what like in the shortest amount, like what's your go-to sentences when people, if you were to explain someone in the shortest amount of words, or like, I know that I have certain phrases or ways to point towards this that feels good for me to say, and I'm curious to hear if you guys have any phrases or sentences that you often go to, if you know what I mean?
Do you mean like a kind of almost an equivalent, the dreaded elevator pitch, Morton? So not so much if you're actually having a kind of one-on-one, full-on conversation, but in a way, a kind of, if you were to describe what this is. Do you mean like
So not necessarily like that whatever you're gonna say is going to be like revolutionary and everyone who listens to it is going to go like, whoa, holy shit. But like, if like to say it in an intellectual way, then at least, you know what I mean? Yeah. So like,
I think for me, it's probably no surprise really, but it's felt, and I think very much more clearly since that conversation with Jamie Smart that I referred to at the beginning, for me, it's always been about that feeling of happiness. And I know sometimes for other people, that word happiness doesn't mean the same thing to them as it means to me, which is cool. Some people, when they say happiness, my version of happiness might be their version of clarity or peace or calm or well-being. But fundamentally, it looks to me like we were all born with this natural state of happiness, and we always have it, it's ever present. And all that ever happens is that we're constantly thinking, we feel our thinking, and if we're having thoughts that are filled with insecurity, anxiety, urgency, we'll feel like that, and that will create the illusion that we don't have happiness in that moment, and likewise, we don't have calm, peace or well-being in that moment. And that to me is it's not even me trying to come up with an intellectual way of explaining it. It's just what that looks like to me. It's what it feels like to me. And times when I notice myself getting caught up in thoughts, I might notice that my son's doing something and I'm starting to feel a bit irritated. It's not to say that that never happens, but when it happens, it's so obvious to me. It's almost like a comic strip of my thoughts flashing in front of my eyes, like, oh, hi, that's just my thinking again. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I notice my thinking, that drops away and I can feel that state of natural happiness. So if that was kind of in a couple of sentences, it would be something along the lines of we're all born with and got ever-present happiness, and the only time we don't feel it is when we're getting caught up with thoughts that are taking us away from that feeling.
Love that.
I would say I don't have anything in particular. I used to, when I first was impacted by the principles, I had pads, writing pads, full of sexy one-liners to give to people. To help them with their insights. And I saw generally that they didn't usually work.
I think so
sometimes if people have got a genuine interest, sometimes I might come out with something silly just to catch their attention and like really try and look deep and mysterious and say, did you know everything's an illusion? But generally speaking, now I don't tend to... I just tend to go with what seems relevant to say in the moment. Because like I say, just from my own experience, and I'm not saying this is the right way, it's just, I just found that if I was going with a preloaded gun, don't know, that can't find the right phrase, but it didn't always, sometimes it just seemed to misfire. So yeah. Now I just go with hand-to-hand combat.
love it
so that's how I'm seeing it at the moment anyway, and I'm realizing if you ask me the same question next month I might say, oh, this is what I say. This always gets people, you never know with this understanding. It's so well, people talk about it being nebulous. I think I heard Linda Pransky say that even now, after like 30 or 40 years that she's been sharing this, sometimes she's like, it's just because it's forever changing the way you try and explain it. And I had that, I won't waffle on too much, I was speaking to Rudy and Jenny the other day, and we did a bit of an introduction, and there was a problem with the recording, so we did the introduction again, and the introduction involved them telling us what the three principles were, and directly afterwards, when we redid it, it was saying totally different things to what they'd said 10 minutes before, so it's so interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, exactly. It's just words. They're only echo of thoughts, or you know. But that's why I asked this, because I know that different people resonate with different words, and they have different pictures with words and feelings, and I think exactly. Be useful for someone to, or for. I'd be interesting to hear like how you guys approach that.
For me, the example, which is a very quick one that I like to give, is that, which really works for me, is I don't know anyone that gets smarter the angrier they get.
I like that. So I'm going to use that, Ankush. I'm writing it down.
and that one just seems to really connect with people, because we can all see the truth in it.
Yeah.
And then I just kind of expand it from there, that the reason for that is because when we're angry, our IQ drops, we're caught up in our heads. And so the opposite is true, is actually when we're clearer, our IQ, if you like, we get smarter, we get wiser, our IQ increases. And that's true for a number of situations, not just with anger, but anger is one of the easiest ones to see it in.
Yeah.
And that's kind of my current favourite way to describe it, but no doubt 6 months, a year down the line, it might be a bit different.
10 minutes, judging by Mark's example of Rudy and Jenny.
Yeah, even just think, like 5 minutes, is, yeah.
I think
ask that question again. Oh, well,
5 minutes. I think
how much, Mark Walton? I don't think you actually, you kind of did answer, did you, or not?
I don't know. Not that important. I can though, but I wanted to hear. Like Mark had, no, Yoga had something to say.
No, if that's fine. I just really liked what Ankush said. I think it's, if you can point to things that are just so obviously, mind you, having said that, some people might not even say. Some people might hear Ankush's statement, which to me is very obvious. And some people might say, well, no, I do get smarter the angry. but I think if you can point to things that people really can resonate with immediately, and without getting too sexy, like I used to try and be mystical, because I think it was because of my yogic background, and invariably people just walk off. So I think it's, like Sid said, this just came to mind, keep it simple.
Yeah,
it's when we try to, like I said, I've been guilty of, and sometimes I still forget. Recently, was trying to be a bit too sexy with it, I think, and you just turn people off. Whereas if you can keep it simple and commonsensical, I think that's that's been the most, when I've seen people have been impacted the most, when I've been with people one to one or sharing in a group.
I love to, like, I noticed that the times that, or the sessions that I like the most, and it's like when I apparently kind of like point towards current moment in a sense, and it's like when we talk, the clients tend to go on in their, you know, thought created problem, and then continue and continue and continue creating and being in that not so good feeling, and then doing my best to like point towards or ask, you know, like how do you feel now, you know what I mean? And then they go, well, now why are you talking about now? I'm talking about this problem right here. This, you know what I mean? And I go like, yeah, and then, you know, slowly, and you know, with timing and like feeling, just like intuition, then all of a, you know, then they, it's like they tune more and more into the now as well, and they go like, well, now I'm actually pretty happy. and then all of a sudden the insights arrive. You know what I mean? So crazy. And also, I wanted to say something about, like, Ankush, when you talked about you don't know anyone who gets smarter the angrier they get, which is so, I love that. But it's funny how when we are angry, we are certain that we are the smartest people in the room, you know what I mean? The illusion is created for us, by us, perfectly for us to buy into. So no wonder we feel confident that we are right when we're just like kind of what I would call missing the target or being out of it. Or I mean, we're not really out of it, you know what I mean? That's me.
So has anybody else got anything to say about that? I know I keep repeating, I liked Ankush's statement. Have you got any of those, Ankush, that I can write down?
I'm going to quit while I'm ahead, I think. So.
I did apologise to the guys before they came on. I've got to get off at the top of the hour. But I think perhaps we could, the time's already flown by. I think we could probably do this again in the future.
I'd love to do it again.
Especially if our listeners enjoy it. We'll see, have to see if and what kind of feedback back we get. But is there anything anybody else would like to bring up in the last 5 or 10 minutes that we've got left?
I wanted to share that just like also throughout this 52 minutes, you know, there's been all kinds of experiences for me. It's like sometimes I feel like I'm in the flow and I feel good, and other times I'm like, what am I saying right now? You know what I mean? Roll yourself out of this, Morton. You're way
out.
I'm
glad it's not just me, Morton. I thought that was just me.
And then, like, you know, it's just like sometimes when I talk about this, it's like I forget that while I'm talking about it, I am also experiencing it. You know what I mean? And then instead of all of a sudden I'm separating the idea from myself, and then all of a sudden I'm completely just feeling what I just said, like, what am I saying right now? I'm just, all of these words are trying to match up into some kind of truth. Well, at the same time, I'm just like super confused or insecure. And then in the next moment, it's just the opposite. It's just so fascinating to observe.
Kind of tricky that is, isn't it?
I've found sometimes when I've been interviewing people, because I used to, I could come up with a comical statement that I'm quite shy, but then sometimes Sheila, my partner, when she's listened to some of my conversations, she's going, you talk too much, you don't get the guest time to speak. And then sometimes I've been speaking to people and I think, oh my God, I've got no idea what I'm talking about. I'm waffling all over the place. And then it's usually on those times where somebody will say to me, my guest will say, well, that was really impactful. And I'm thinking, God, I had no idea what I even said. And the opposites are true as well. When I think I've said something sexy, it just hits deaf ears, you know? It's so interesting.
You guys are giving all away the behind-the-scenes secrets now.
Yeah.
So I think what I've been hearing, and I'm so pleased as well, because I feel like you guys are all doing great jobs, and I'm resonating with a lot of what you're saying. So I feel like I'm on the right page. Is that it seems to be about just, especially when we're sharing this stuff or interviewing people, it's just being in the moment, which people have been talking about for eons. But the more I'm around this understanding, the more I see there really is power in the now, to use Eckhart Tolle's phrase, the power of now. And I read that book 10 years ago, or maybe even more, and that just resonates with me more and more, the actual truth of that, being in the moment with who or whatever you're doing.
As long as people don't understand the phrase being in the moment as an application, because it's as equally as fine not being in the moment, you know what I mean? Because it's like this understanding kind of shows you clearly when you're not in the moment, which is going to happen either way. And like, not in the moment or in the moment, present or not present, we're kind of at the same time always in flow. It's just like we get a clearer picture of when we are resourceful and you know, we have a clearer sense of when it's a good time to capitalize on opportunities, because we can literally feel when we're feeling good and when we're not feeling good, and that's an indicator. It's like the feeling comes with information, and we can go from there, which is just so cool, because we get so much more done, it's so much more fun, and it's just a completely different experience of life.
I love what you just said there, Morten. I was about to say something similar, but what you've said has kind of taken me in a slightly different direction to what I was originally going to say. When Mark, you were saying about just being yourself, and that's a phrase that's been, like you said, you know, said for like forever. And it can seem really effortful. That can be like, okay, right, I need to be myself. How do I go about doing that? Okay, right. Stretches and then do some techniques and then, you know, really work on being me. And as Morten was just saying, the fabulous thing about principles in particular, and it's not to diminish the work of Eckhart or anyone else, but the fabulous, fabulous, fabulous thing about Sid Banks's insight and his articulation of that insight is the way it gives people this understanding so simply that they don't need to do anything to be in the now and don't need to do anything to be themselves. And that's such a powerful difference between this and all these other ways of pointing to actually the same thing. And as you were just talking there, Morten, the words, and I don't even know if it's completely logical, but the words are kind of, this is like an antidote rather than a vaccine. It's not like it's going to stop you from taking yourself away from the now. It's just like it's the antidote to being taken away from the now, as in when you notice that you're thinking about the future or thinking about the past, you're just more likely to notice it. And same, you know, when you're being really effortful about, oh, I need to put on a front, I need to impress, I need to do this and that, you're more likely to notice that's what you're doing. And then that drops away, and what you're left with is being in the now, and what you're left with is being yourself.
Mm-hmm. And I'm hearing very much, it's amazing that words of Sydney Banks that I didn't quite understand, now I hear people saying, and I could quite easily, I think, oh yeah, there's Sid's quote. For example, it's like when you're saying about, when we talk about, oh, 10 steps to being yourself, how do I be myself? When I'm finding myself in that position of how am I doing, what am I doing, I think, oh, I'm thinking too much. And then Sid Banks' words come into mind about you don't have to think. And I think when people really grasp that in the moment, they do drop into the now automatically, and they drop out of their own personal thinking automatically in the moment. So I don't know if that made sense to you guys.
Right now when you talked, I dropped out. So I don't know what you said, to be honest. But I was...
You weren't in the now, Morten, dear.
Too busy thinking.
Because I did this. I'm in Zurich now, and spoke at this lifestyle design convention. And at the end, we had this Q&A panel with the speakers. And I remember there was a guy who asked the question, "How do I be?" How, like, okay, so we all talk about being yourself, yada yada, and then he asked, well, how do I be myself, you know what I mean? Or how can I tune into my inner self? And And I just want to share my thoughts in that moment was, how can you not? By default, you are. I was like, by default, you are whatever you need, if that makes sense. I just wanted to share.
I'm sorry to interrupt you guys, but I've really got to get off in a moment, and I'm sorry to bring it to an end for people listening, but I'm sure we could. It'd be great to do this again. I'm just wondering if you could all leave your website addresses and how people can get in touch with you. And again, I apologize if I feel like I'm rushing this, but I really got to get off. Can we all just give our websites out and what we're up to, etc.? Okay, you go first, Leon. I need more practice at this chairing.
I think you're perfect.
Good enough. You'll get good at it, Mark. I've completely lost the plot now. Ours is called The Born Happy Show, and probably the best way to get to it is via the Born Happy website, which is bornhappy.co. That's co, not com, bornhappy.co. Podcasts and articles and all sorts, it's all there.
Highly recommend that site. You've done a great job, Leanne. I don't know how you get done so much that you do. It's just ridiculous. Like, your website looks so sexy, and like, you get content out all the time, and you're like, it's ridiculous.
I can't say thank you ever so much, Morten, but I can't really take credit for it, because so much of it comes from other people.
Yeah, exactly.
Just been super, super lucky. Like, it is amazing the contributions I get from other coaches, facilitators and stuff like that. So yeah, I can't thank you ever so much, but I can't take credit for it.
Fantastic. And you, Martin, would you like to give people your details?
Yeah. I love how Anchors is probably just chilling right now. And
no, I'm not. It's just because I've got to go. Normally, I'm not anchored.
Okay, I'll share my... So I get my website, mortenhake.com, and right now we're focusing a lot on YouTube videos, actually. So I want to share my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/user/mortenhake. So feel free to connect, and I'd love to, connect.
Thanks.
I'm gonna have to subscribe to that YouTube channel as well, Morten. I'll be interested to see
what you have. We have a lot of fun.
Yeah, so mine is Uncus Jain, that's Jain, .co.uk. And the podcast is a relationship series, and it's also on iTunes. So just search on there or go to the website. I don't have a YouTube channel.
Thanks.
I forgot to mention my podcast, though, but I guess people, it's going to be in the notes. It's the New Paradigm
podcast. Do you want me to do it? It's the New Paradigm podcast.
Well done. And if anybody wants to get in touch with me, they can get in touch with me. My website is www.icecreamforthesoul.com. It's the fours with the number four, and they can find all my recordings there of the interviews I do with people. So again, I do feel like I'm rushing people, so I apologize. But would everybody stay on the air just briefly after we stop the recording? And it'd be great if we could all shout out a big goodbye to everybody, and thanks to everybody for listening. So, bye, everybody. Thanks.
Thank you for listening. I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, I was going to scream.